ഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം ഭക്തിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം നിത്യം നിരന്തരാനന്ദം ചിദ്ഘനം ബ്രഹ്മനിർഭയം ശ്രുത്യാ തർക്കാനുഭൂതിഭ്യാം അഹമസ്മി അദ്വയം സദാ സുപ്തേ അഹമിന സുപ്തസുപ്തിം ന ജാനാതി നാ സുപ്തേ സ്വപ്ന ജാഗരൗ ജാഗ്രത് സ്വപ്ന സുഷുപ്തീനാം സാക്ഷ്യതോഹമതദ്ദശഃ സുപ്തസുപ്തിം ന ജാനാതി നാ സുപ്തേ സ്വപ്ന ജാഗരൗ ജാഗ്രത് സ്വപ്ന സുഷുപ്തീനാം സാക്ഷ്യതോഹമതദ്ദശഃ സുപ്തസുപ്തിം ന ജാനാതി നാ സുപ്തേ സ്വപ്ന ജാഗരൗ ജാഗ്രത് സ്വപ്ന സുഷുപ്തീനാം സാക്ഷ്യതോഹമതദ്ദശഃ So in the previous shloka, Lakshmi Tara spoke about supte ahamina drishyante. So and by sleeping I don't like experience any samsaram, any dukkam, therefore I am not the ahankaram. Ahankaram experiences dukkam. I never experience dukkam, I never experience sorrow. So in that, like it was mentioned like in the previous two shlokas, that ahankaram is not there during deep sleep. So ahankaram is not there. Ahankaram is unavailable, or ahankaram is not present in deep sleep. So supte ahamida drishyante dukkha dosha pravrittayah. So ahankaram, if ahankaram is there, then whatever was mentioned was ahankaram is there, then samsaram is there. Ahankaram is not there, samsaram is not there. So that means that in deep sleep there is no samsaram, because there is no ahankaram in deep sleep. So if ahankaram is not there in deep sleep, then the deep sleep avastha will be for the atman, because ahankaram is not there in deep sleep. That which is not there cannot have a state. So state is possible only for that which exists. That which doesn't exist cannot have a state. So I am not there in some place, so that means like I am not part of that entity, that are part of that particular area. If I don't live in US, I am not a US like immigrant or whatever it is, like I am not. So that means I have to be. So ahankaram is not there in deep sleep, therefore ahankaram, or like deep sleep, is for the atman. Deep sleep avastha is for the atman, not for the ahankaram. So that is an argument that is raised. So Lakshmidhara says, no, not that's not the case. So ahankaram, like when ahankaram has two like states, we can say generic two states or two modifications or two vikaram, we can say. So ahankaram, like one is ahankaram and it is very active. So ahankaram, like when the ego is very active, the ego means like karta and bhokta. So the ego does action, enjoys fruits. So purvate karma bhogaya karma kartum cha bhunjati. So again, doing action, enjoyment, action, enjoyment. So ahankaram, if ahankaram is active, then there will be actions. Actions are what comes out of ahankaram. So actions, if actions are there, there will be results. If results are there, there will be association or attachment with results, and that is what causes raga, dvesha, or kama, krodha, yoga, moha, mada, matsarya, all of those. So if ahankaram is there, all of these will be there. So even ahankaram, even if it is like slight ahankaram is there, that is enough. Raga dvesham will be there slightly, but even like as Amma says, even a drop of nectar, a drop of poison in a glass of nectar will spoil the entire nectar. So a drop of curd, if we mix in one entire bowl, 1 gallon of milk will be turned to curd. So that means a little bit of ahankaram is also enough. A little bit, even small amount ahankaram is there, means that it will lead to raga dvesham, kama krodham. What will it lead to? Kama krodho vijayate. So we can remember that ultimately a person will pranashyati. Pranashyati means whatever Lakshmidara says as dukkam, dukkha dosha pravrtaya, dukkam and dosham. So dukkam and dosham, like sorrow. Dosham means like it is the same. Dukkam itself is dosham, and it will cause more and more sorrow. It will become a vicious circle. So this is one state of ahankaram, when ahankaram is active. So there are times like when ahankaram is not active. Ahankaram is, we can say, in a way dormant. So that is why it is a state where it has not yet grown fully. So we can consider like a child, like an embryo in a mother's womb. So it has not grown fully, it is not fully active, but it is dormant, it is still there. A seed has a tree in it. So the tree is dormant, it's not active. So we can't say it is active. So ahankaram has states or places where it is dormant. It is not active or inactive. So it is like telling that I am active. So when election comes, I am very active. I do a lot of social service. After the election, once I become a minister, then there is no activity. Inactivity starts. So the same applies over here. Ahankaram is active and ahankaram is inactive. So this inactivity is naturally, it's not like we experience this in these two states, active and inactive state of ahankaram always. And Vedanta like gives us or Vedanta teaches us as to how to make ahankaram inactive while it is active. So actively inactive, we can say. So merging both, actively inactive, it is active, it is doing things, but as if inactive. So it is like telling that we are going to eat something. We are going to eat lot of laddus. We are going to eat lot of laddus, but it's like telling that if we eat so many laddus, like then we'll get diarrhea. But consider a state or consider a position when we have a VCP or like we have a way out to eat lot of laddus but still not get diarrhea. So it is that kind of way. So actively inactive, that is what Vedanta teaches us. But ahankaram, whenever it is active, just active, it will lead to dukkham, and we experience deep sleep where ahankaram is inactive. So inactive doesn't mean something doesn't exist. So there will be like let's consider that a bill is going to be passed. So the healthcare bill, whatever is going to be passed, the healthcare bill, it goes to Congress, it goes to the House. And when it goes to the House, let's say it goes to the House and people are sitting, senators are sitting, so people, everybody is sitting, or Lok Sabha, and all the MPs are sitting there. So MPs are sitting there, they have to vote. So while like there is discussion as to, like obviously there will be debates as to what to do. Should we vote, should we not vote? So there are people like who will actively participate in it, actively like pro and con, actively supporting or against. And there are people like who will be inactive, who will be just sitting there. They are not interested at all as to what is happening. They don't care what is happening, therefore they just sit there. They just are there, but they don't cause any trouble, they don't cause any activities. So that state is the state of deep sleep, where ahankaram is there, but it is not active. So just because ahankaram is not there, ahankaram is not there in a particular place, doesn't mean that, or in a state, doesn't mean the state is for the Atman. So you have a house in Rhode Island, or a rental house, but you are not staying there now. So just because you are not there in the house doesn't mean the house is not yours. So you don't have to be in the house in order for the house to be yours. You don't have to be present there. You don't have to be part of the house in order for the house to be yours. It's not an exact example. We can't give an exact example. But ahankaram, like ahankaram, just because ahankaram is not there in deep sleep doesn't mean deep sleep is for the Atman. Why is it that ahankaram is still there? It's not that ahankaram is not there. Ahankaram is there. It is dormant. So it is what Swayam Prakashyati calls a samskara rupam. So ahankaram is there as samskaras, as latent tendencies. So a child like stays in the mother's womb for 5 or 6 months. After the 3 months, the child is living. So that's what science also says. So the child is living for 6-7 months, and then when the child comes out, so when the child is inside, like it is in samskaram. How do we know whether samskaras are there for the child? The child comes out and cries. How does the child know to cry? And today children, like very young children, know a lot. Like they cry, they whenever they want food, they'll cry a lot. Whenever they want something else, they'll cry. So that samskaras are already there in the child. So similarly, ahankaram is there in deep sleep state. It is there in samskara rupam. It is as tendencies. So that what is the meaning of sushupti? Sushupti means avastha where supti. Supti means sleep. Suptam. So what is suptam? Ahankaram is suptam. So that means the state is for ahankaram. But it is a state of sleep of ahankaram, which means we cannot see ahankaram. We cannot perceive ahankaram, because ahankaram is sleeping. Like if I am sleeping, I cannot perceive anything. I cannot perceive even my own body, but that doesn't mean my body doesn't exist. And that doesn't mean my body is not sleeping. Like when I sleep, I don't experience my body. Therefore, like my body is not there in that state. My body is not sleeping. We cannot say. So similarly, ahankaram is sleeping, is dormant. That itself means the state itself is for ahankaram. And why not it be the state of the Atman? It cannot be, because as I mentioned earlier, Sakshi Sarvan Vidha Prayana. And the Atman is just a Sakshi. Atman witnesses the sleep of ahankaram in sleeping state or Sushupti Avastha. And why do we need the Atman? Do we really need the Atman like in deep sleep state? For why doesn't the ahankaram itself experience? So can we experience our own body when the body is sleeping? Definitely no. What is sleeping cannot experience itself. A sleeping entity requires something else to experience its sleep. Sleep means dormant. Here sleep means dormant. Dormant means samskaram. Go back to a natural state, samskaram. Just samskaram. Samskaram doesn't get converted into activities, external activities. You can say moola vidya, in that way it is there. So suptah, suptim na janati, suptah, he who is sleeping. Suptim na janati, he cannot know the supti, he cannot know the sleep. One who is sleeping cannot know the sleep. How can he know the sleep? He is sleeping. When we are sleeping, how can we know our own sleep? We cannot. So that's why we ask, oh, did I snore yesterday? Did I like kick you? Did I like roll over? Did I speak? So like there is no other way, because when we are sleeping, we cannot We cannot know our own sleep. So suptah suptin na janati. A sleeping person cannot know his sleep. And na asupte swapna jagarav. Swapna jagarav na asupte. And so two reasons Lakshmi Dara gives. Like first itself is a beautiful reason that a sleeping person cannot experience his own sleep. And we say, when we wake up, we say, I slept well. That itself is an illogical statement. That proves that avidya or maya is so strong that it makes us proclaim illogical statements at the same time, holding the view that whatever Vedanta says that the world is temporary, world is changing, world is an illusion, is illogical. This is illogical. I slept well. If I slept, then how can I experience my own sleep? I cannot. So that means there is an abhyasam there. There are two eyes there. One sleeping eye, one awake eye who experiences the sleeping eye. These both eyes are merged, both eyes are related or seen as one. Therefore we say, I slept well. And the second reason is, swapna jagaram, like swapnam and jagaram. Jagrat and swapna is for whom? Ahankaram. Jagrat and swapna is when ahankaram is active. Sushupti is when ahankaram is inactive or dormant. So, Jagrat Swapna is for Ahankaram. So these three avastas go hand in hand. Waking, dream is in between, and then sleep. So these three avastas has to be for one person. So Swapna Jagaram, Swapna and Jagrat is not for Atman, but only Sushupti is for Atman. How can that make any sense? It cannot make any sense. So if Jagrat and Swapna are for a person, Sushupti also has to be for the same person. Even as we say past, present and future. Okay, past and present I'll take up. Like past is gone, past is a cancel check. Present is beautiful. So I'll take past and present. Let the Atman take future. We cannot say, because all three have to be together for the same entity. So it is like telling like I'll take birth, you die. If that is the case, like people will be very happy. Unfortunately, that cannot happen, or like people haven't found a way out for that. So, na asupte. So, swapna jagarav na asupte. Asupte. Asupte means one who is not sleeping. Not sleeping means one who is always awake. Puripole kannadachidilla madhavan kariyadirikkilla nammayavattar. Amma says that even when we are sleeping, that Krishna is awake in us, and he will not stop crying for us, because what a fool, like he's not even finding me. I am here waiting for him, and then he's sleeping, and he's snoring while sleeping. What a guy. So anyway, so swapna jagarav na asupte. Asupte, one who is not sleeping, which is the Atman, cannot have swapna jagrat as well. Jagrat and swapna has to be, or like a sushupti has to be for one who has Jagrat and Swapna. So two reasons why Sushupti, just because Atman is not there in Sushupti doesn't mean Atman is, or like, sorry, just because Ahankaram is not there in Sushupti doesn't mean that Sushupti is not for Ahankaram. Sushupti is for Ahankaram, but Ahankaram is not there in Sushupti, because Sushupti itself means sleep. Sleep of Ahankaram means Ahankaram is not active. Therefore Ahankaram will not be present or actively present there. How do we know that Ahankaram is dormant and Ahankaram is not at all there? It is vanished. We know when we wake up. A person who sleeps will always wake up. No, like I remember my great grandfather sleeping, and then he never woke, as like they say. He slept peacefully and then like went away. Yeah, went away where? He woke up somewhere else. He woke up in a womb. So that means any person who sleeps will have to wake up. So sleep, that dormant state, is avidya. If that is there, then it will become, the dormant state will become gross, subtle and gross in Jagrat and Swapna. So a person who sleeps will definitely have Jagrat and Swapna. So two reasons for Ahankaram of Sushupti is for Ahankaram, not for the Atman. One is Sushupti is sleep of the Atman, sleep of the Ahankaram. A sleeping Ahankaram cannot experience, cannot know its own sleep. Therefore, Sushupti is for Ahankaram and the knower of the sleep is the Atman. So, Sushupti is not for Atman, Sushupti is for Ahankaram because a sleeping Ahankaram cannot know its own sleep. It requires a Sakshi to know its sleep. So, sleeping Ahankaram itself means Vyavastha is for Ahankaram. And so here itself it proves that Sushupti is for Ahankaram and I am the Sakshi. And the second reason is Jagrat and Swapna is for Ahankaram. Therefore, Sushupti also has to be for Ahankaram. All three go hand in hand. It's like telling I have like the head side of a coin, so you take the head side, I'll take the tail side. So it's not possible. I'll take this half of the $10 note, you can take the other half. It is not possible. So which means that since Jagrat and Swapna is for Ahankaram, Sushupti is also for Ahankaram. So he says that Suptaha Suptim na Janati, a sleeping person will not know his sleep. So that means sleeping Ahankaram doesn't know its sleep. But I know the sleep. So that means I am not the Ahankaram. And Jagrat Swapna. Jagrat Swapna Jagarav. So Jagrat and Swapna na asuptau. Since I just said that I am not sleeping, I am a witness. So that means, and it also means that I am the witness in Jagrat and Swapna, which means Jagrat and Swapna is also not for me. Since Jagrat and Swapna is not for me, therefore Sushupti is also not for me. So like it has to be taken the other way around. So na asuptau. So Sushupti is not for me. So it can be taken both ways. So Sushupti is not for me. Already proved Suptaha Suptin na Janati. I experience sleep of Ahankaram. So I am not sleeping sleep. Or the Sushupti Avastha is not for me as Atman. So it's na asupte. So na asupta va asupte. Na asupte. Na asupte. Asupte. For unsleeping me or not sleeping me, Jagrat Swapna is also not for me. Asupte. Swapna Jagarav na. Swapna and Jagrat is not for me who am not sleeping, because all the three go hand in hand. And so who am I? Jagrat Swapna Sushupti naam Sakshyatoham. Sakshyataha Aham. I remain as the Sakshi of Jagrat Swapna and Sushupti. I am just a witness of these three states. Therefore, ataha. Atoham atadashaha. Sakshyatoham. Okay, Sakshyatoham atadashaha. Aham Sakshyataha. I remain as the witness of Jagrat Swapna and Sushupti, which means those three states are not for me. Atadashaha. Tadashaha means like those dashas, those avastas are there for me. Atadashaha means those three avastas are not for me. So what Lakshmidhara is saying here or reiterating here is that these three avastas are not for me, these three avastas are for Ahankaram. And Ahankaram, like whenever Ahankaram is there is Dukkam. There is Dukkam now in deep, like waking and dream state. In Sushupti, there is Dukkam in the future, Dukkam in the making. But if a sadhaka can maintain this, okay, why so much analysis of Sushupti Avastha? Because in Sushupti Avastha, Ahankaram is inactive. If Ahankaram is inactive, there is no Adhyasam. So as long as Ahankaram is not active, superimposition cannot happen. If superimposition doesn't happen, then there is no samsaram. So samsaram might be there, dukkha might be there, but that will not taint me, which means I'll remain blissful. So if that has to happen, that Sushupti Avastha, we have to analyze Sushupti and create a Sushupti Avastha in the Jagrat Avastha, which Ramana Maharshi and Amma call as Jagrat Sushupti. So Sushupti, Ahankaram is dormant or inactive. When Ahankaram is inactive, it gives us bliss. It gives us happiness. So is that happiness bliss? Of course it is bliss, because Ahankaram is sleeping. If Ahankaram is sleeping, what else is left behind? Whatever is left behind is only the Atman. The Atman is Anandam. So that means a person experiences bliss in that state. But Ahankaram is has just taken a vacation, it comes back, it will come back. When it comes back, it causes more trouble, it causes more sorrow, it causes more suffering. So therefore, if we can maintain that vacation of ahankaram, then we can experience bliss. So that avastha is Jagrat Sushupti. So in Jagrat itself, we have to create a Sushupti avastha. So Vedanta is all about how to make ahankaram inactive, or as if inactive, or as I said earlier, like actively inactive. So it is active, but it is inactive as well. Both being there, that means we merge Jagrat and Sushupti. So why do we merge Jagrat and Sushupti? Why don't we merge Swapna and Sushupti? Because we have no control over Swapna. So the one avastha we have total control over, we can control, is Jagrat. Through Jagrat, as Gautamananda beautifully said, through Jagrat we can control Swapna. Swapna samskara, jagrita samskara jaha swapna. Swapna means Jagrat samskara la swapna. So control Jagrat, Swapna will automatically be controlled. So Amma's devotees will often see Amma. Oh, I saw Amma, I touched Amma. And like many other people, like they'll say, oh, I watched angels and then demons today. It was beautiful. Tom Hanks, Robert Langdon, what all this? It was great. So whatever is samskara, Jagrat, create a samskara in Jagrat that will get converted, or that will get into Swapna avastha. So we don't have control, direct control over Swapna. Sushupti, we are sleeping, so how can we have control? We cannot have. So only Jagrat we have control. And of these three avastas, Jagrat we have control, Sushupti we have happiness. So merge both. So even as what great politicians try to do, so Obama is trying to pass a healthcare bill. So healthcare bill, trying to find out good or the best possibilities and then merging, mixing here and there, and so that life becomes peaceful. Of course, there it's not about life becoming peaceful. It is about life becoming like a wealthy life, or materialistic life, or fully materialistic life. That is what is the goal with politicians. That is what the goal with producers. That is what the goal with worldly people. So for worldly people, it is a materialistic life. So life filled with all materialistic pleasures. Life filled with materialistic contentment. Can we have materialistic contentment? Temporarily, yes. One day, like, be content with one. Tomorrow, be content with something else. So that is possible. So that is what worldly people strive for. But the same approach we have to apply, or we have to have in Vedanta. Of course, many Mahatma like Shankara has mentioned these Jagrat Sushupti Avastha and all in his Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sarasangharan work. So we have to use that approach in Vedanta, so the best possible approach, so that our life will become blissful. Blissful means really blissful. It's not materialistic, but really blissful. Our life will become blissful if we have Jagrat Sushupti. So Sushupti Avastha, pull out like the Sushupti Avastha where the Atman is sleeping. Sleeping means dormant. Sorry, Ahankaram is sleeping, or Ahankaram is dormant. Ahankaram is inactive, and put it into Jagrat Avastha. So in this avastha, when Ahankaran works, a sadhaka remembers that Ahankaram is only an illusion, therefore doesn't get affected by the activities of Ahankaram. So Ahankaram is active, Ahankaram does actions, but the fruits don't taint us as the Atman. So fruits don't taint me as the Atman, Ahankaram is still doing. So there are two eyes inside me. One does actions, the other eye is ever blissful. The blissful eye is always there to ensure that this Ahankaram eye is inactive at all times. That means it doesn't raise its hood. So even as a snake, like to ensure that the snake doesn't raise its hood, the person will play the pee-pee or whatever. So he'll play. So when that is played, the snake will be will not raise his hood. So similarly, this blissful eye, a sadhaka has to ensure that this blissful eye is always maintained either through surrender to Ishvara or through jnanam, that everything is one Ishvara, there is only one Ishvara here. I am that one Ishvara. Ahankaram is just an illusion, it is just a mithya, it is just a drama play, let it play its role. At times, like, let it grow a little bit, let it try to raise its hood. When it raises its hood completely, then just give it a blow so that it will come down immediately. And then Ahankaram is a very vicious person. So Ahankaram, the egoistic people will always remember as to what has happened to them. So revengeful is one of the characteristics of Ahankaram. So give Ahankaram a blow, it will remember that, oh, if I do this again, it will get a blow. So it will try out something different. So we have to ensure that this Ahankaram is kept under control by the I, through like constant contemplation, nididhyasanam, that only Ishvara exists here. So if that happens, then this Jagrat Sushupti, Ahankaram is active, but still Ahankaram is as if inactive, it doesn't cause any problems, and we will be able to rejoice in bliss. And that is the same concept that Shankara says, Yasyana Ahankrato Bhavaha Buddhavyasyana Vipyati Hatva Api Saiman Lokan Nayam Hantina Hanyati. So for whom Ahankaram, Yasyana Ahankrato Bhavaha, for a person who doesn't have, I am doing such an attitude because I am the Sakshi. Oh, I am the Sakshi. So imagine a state like when we remember that I am just a Sakshi, then we will not be affected at all. There will be no Dukkam. Dukkam is only because we say, I did this and I didn't get the fruit. I did this, I got the fruit, but the fruit that I got is little less. So if that I is not there, then whatever we get, we will be content. As Amma says, like whatever happens, it is Ishvara's will. So will be contentment will be there. And of course, add to it the knowledge that even though I am not doing, this is all just a drama. If it is a drama, like will we like in the VR portraying a role in a movie? Will we like shout at the person in the movie, like our boss in the movie, you're not giving me enough money, give me money or I'll kill you. He'll not say. If we do that, we are fools. Of course, we don't realize that we are fools in real life. So we won't do because it is just a drama. So why really bother? So asyana ahankrato bhavaha buddhiryasyana lipyate. And one whose buddhi doesn't stick on to worldly objects, one whose intellect doesn't abide on nama rupam, because his buddhi is always remembering that everything is one Ishvara. This is just a drama, this is just an illusion in one Ishvara. So remembers that one Ishvara, not nama rupam. So buddhi doesn't stick on to objects. Sticking on means Raga Dvesham is sticking on. That is due to seeing Nama Rupam, seeing Bhedam. But for a true sadhaka who remembers that he is just a sakshi of this entire or big illusion, big drama, he'll not get attached. So Hatva Api Saiman Lokan. So even though such a person will kill the entire world, he Nayam Hantina Hanyate. He doesn't get killed as well because he is the ever present Sakshi. So I like that is the way, or that is the goal of analysis of Sushupti Avastha, is trying to get Sushupti into Jagrat by always remembering that I am the Atman, and this Ahankaram, these all these activities are just illusions, let them happen. I will not remain I'll not be affected by whatever happens, I will remain blissful. So may Amma bless us so that may be possible. We'll continue later. Namaskar.